The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 16th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
When one is completely cleansed of the impurities of lust and greed produced from false identification of the body, as I and bodily possessions as mine, one's mind becomes purified. In that pure state, he transcends the stage of so-called material happiness and distress.
Aham-mamabhimana-thai kama-lobha-divin-malai bitang-jada-manas-suddham adukham-asukham samam. In the previous verse, it has been advised, guneshu saktang bandhaya ratang vapungsi muktaye. The process is, the mind has to be cleansed of all dirty things. Mind is the friend, mind is the enemy of everyone. If it is cleansed, then it is friends. And if it is dirty, just like if you keep yourself unclean, then you contaminate some disease. And if you keep yourself clean, then you don't contaminate. If you take action, remaining. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, one has to cleanse himself three times a day. Trishandha. Morning, early in the morning, again at noon, again in the evening. Those who are strictly following the Brahminical rules and regulations, Vaishnava also, Vaishnava means he is already Brahmin, he must follow the rules and satya, sama, dhamma, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam. So, cleanliness is next to godliness. So, actually, our material conditioned life means the mind is covered with dirt, all unclean, dirty things. That is the disease. And when you are in the lower stage of tamogona and rajogon, these dirty things are very much prominent. Therefore, one has to raise himself from the position of tamogon and rajogon to satogon. The process is recommended, how to cleanse the mind. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punna sevana kirtana. One has to hear the Krishna katha. Krishna is within everyone's heart, and when he sees that a conditioned soul, because the individual soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna wants that this individual soul, rascal, he is so much attached for material enjoyment, which is the cause of his bondage, birth and death, old age and disease. And he is so fool that he does not take into consideration that why I should be subjected to repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. He has become so fool. Mura. Therefore they have been described mura. Ass, just like ass, does not know why he is loading so much, so many cloths of the wasa and man. What for? He has no profit, none of the cloth belong to him. the washerman gives a little morsel of grass, which is available everywhere. But the ass thinks that this morsel of grass is given by the washerman, therefore I must carry the heavy load, although not a single cloth belongs to me. This is called karmis. The karmis, all these big, big karmis, big, big multi-millionaires, they are just like ass, because working so hard, not only this big, small also, day and night, but eating two chapatis or three chapatis, or at most four chapatis. But he is working hard, so hard. These three, four chapatis can be had easily, even by the poorest man. Why he is working so hard? Because he is thinking, I am responsible for maintaining such a big family. Similarly, a leader also, public leader, a politician, he is also thinking like that, that without me, all the members of my nation will die. So let me work day and night, up to the point of my death, or up to the point until I am killed by somebody, I have to work so hard. These are called dirty things. Ahangamameti. Ahangamameti. Ahangamame mamabhimanathai. These dirty things that take individual, social, political, communal, or national, anyway, these two things, ahangamameti is very prominent. I belong to this family, I belong to this nation, I belong to such and such community, I have got such and such duty. But he does not know, these are all false designations. That is called ignorance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore begins his instruction that jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna das. The actual position is that eternal servant of Krishna. That is the actual position. But he is thinking, I am servant of this family, I am servant of this nation, I am servant of this community, servant of so many. Ahangamameti. This is due to ignorance, the mode of tamogun. Tamo. Therefore, in the previous verse, it is said, gunesu saktam bandhaya. So long you will be attached with this gunesu. Even if you be attached to the satogun, that is also bandhaya. Suppose satogun means exhibit the symbolic presentation is perfect Brahman. So even if we are very perfect Brahman, so I think that I am such a learned person, I understand the Vedic principles, the same ahangamameti, the same principle ahangamameti. But if you are raised in the satogun, then there is chance of understanding your position. In the tamogun and rajogun, you cannot. Tamogun, rajogun, you remain like animal, like cats and dogs. But when you come to the platform of satogun, that you can come by following the principles, and then the attachment, guneshu saktam bandhaya, then your condition life, on account of being attached to the material qualities, will be finished. How? Simple thing. Everyone can attain to the platform of Satyagraha, if he follows the instruction, in the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is said in different Vedic languages and Vedic scriptures. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata namasantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukto upasati. This is the process. And in another place it is said, sinnatang sakata krishna punna sravana kirtana riddantastha avadrani vidhunati suhit satam. The process is that you try to hear about Krishna katha. Krishna katha. Krishna katha is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is speaking. That is Krishna katha. And Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Janmadasya. Speaking about Krishna, the original person. So we have to hear the Krishna katha. This temple or the center is open to give chance to the people in general, come and hear Krishna katha. This satsanga. This is called satsanga. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkarna kasayanaka. If you hear gradually, because we do not hear Krishna katha on account of dirty things in the heart. So we have to cleanse it. That process is cheta darpana marjanam parang vijayati Sri Krishna sankirtanam. If we chant and dance, then the dirty things become cleansed. Cheta darpana marjanam. Cheta khalu asya bandhaya muktaya chatmano matam. Cheta, this heart, is the cause of our bondage, and the heart is the cause of our liberation. When it is dirty, then it is cause of bondage, conditional life. Conditional life means that janma mittu jarabhyati. I take one birth, one body, and I stay for some times, enjoy or suffer, there is no question of enjoyment, only suffering. And then again, I die, tatha dehantara prapti, and I get another body, and again begin another life, maybe a very good life, or maybe cats and dogs life, a tree's life, that we do not know. But dehantara prapti, but there is change of body, as soon as I die, give up this body, another body. Immediately. Immediately I will have to enter the womb of Satan, mother, through the grace of the father, and I will have to develop another body, and when it is fit for working, I come out, and again another chapter of my life begins. This is conditioned life. So, the human life is meant for understanding the how we are undergoing this tribulation of birth and death, old age and disease. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. That is not possible. Therefore, for human life, so many Vedic literatures are there. Not for the cats and dogs. If you don't take advantage of this Vedic literature, there is no need of education. It is not needed that one has to become very learned scholar. No. Satsanga, here. Sane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. You remain in your position, but go to a person who is speaking Krishna katha. Here, that's all. Everyone can do that. Where is the difficulty? So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is there. We give chance to the people to hear about Krishna. That is our mission. Therefore we have specifically mentioned Krishna consciousness. We don't talk any other nonsense things. We don't talk. We have no other business. Simply talk of Krishna. That will purify. Sinnathang sakata Krishna. Punna sabanakit. Even if you do not understand a single word, if you simply hear, then you become pious. It is so nice. Sinnathang sakata Krishna. Punna sabanakit. Savana means when there is talks of Krishna, somebody is hearing and somebody is talking. Savana and Kirtan, just like here in this meeting. I am talking, you are hearing. Both of us are being benefited. Savana Kirtan. Sinnatang Sakata Krishna. Krishna wants this, that these rascals may begin to hear and chant about me. Satatam Kirtanam Mom, Krishna. Not as they don't talk politics, and don't talk sociology or these or that nonsense. This is all dirty things. Don't waste your time. There is no use of reading so many rascal novels. They are called Tadbhayasa Tirtham. Tadbhaga Bhishatka Janataka Biprava. Natat bachas chitta padang harer jasa. Any literature who does not glorify the Supreme Lord Hari, that is Vyasatirtham. Vyasatirtham means the place where the crows enjoy. Vyasatirtham. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance people to become pious. Punna Savana Kirtana. How? I have no money, how can I become pious? I cannot give in charity. I cannot go to take bath in the Ganges. And so many there are pious activities. Tapasa brahmacharjena, tyagena, jamena, niyamena. There are so many processes to become pious. In the Shastra there are recommendations. You do this to become pious. So, in this Kali Yuga, people have lost all stamina. How to become pious? They are so sinful. But here is the only means. You simply come here and hear about Krishna. You have got ears. Krishna has given you ears. And Krishna has given you tongue also. You can speak just like we are reciting the verses. So, the tongue is there. The ear is here, there. And you can hear from realized soul and make your life perfect simply by hearing. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punna savana kirtan. Because one cannot be devotee unless he is purified. A sinful man cannot become a devotee. Duskritino. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Navang duskritina mūḍha. One class of man, duskritina, always committing sinful life. Such rascals, such foolish man, duskritina mūḍha. Navang duskritina mūḍha prapadyante narādhava. Narādhava means lowest of the mankind. Why lowest of the mankind? Because the human life is meant for purifying your existence. You are under condition of birth, death, old age, and here is the chance to purify yourself. If you don't do that, then you are mūḍha, duṣkṛtina, narādhava. Don't take chance. Mūḍha, narādhava. So this class of men, they are not interested. They will suffer this material existence continually, one after another. Bhutya bhutya praliyate, one life. And if he gets one life very opulent, very, then he doesn't care for what is next life. Let me drink and enjoy, eat, drink and be merry and enjoy. This is going on all over the world. But Shastra says, no, it is not good. You are doing mistake. You are doing mistake. Nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. You have become mad and you are engaged in doing all forbidden things which you should not do. You are doing that. And why you are doing that? Nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means regulated principle war. And vikarma means just the opposite. Unlawful activities. That is called vikarma. And akarma means you can work, but you are not affected by the result. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, jagyarthe karmanatra lokayam karma bandhana. If you act for Krishna, for jagya, then you are not affected. Good or bad, result, neutral. So, generally people, they act bhikkhur. They are in the tamagon, rajagon, they don't care for future life and they are habituated to do anything. They eat anything, just like hog, even stool. They do not care for shastric injunction, irresponsible, just like street boy. He has no education, he doesn't care for anything. Whatever he likes, he does. The father, mother does not take care. So, life in tamagon or rajagon is that carelessness. So, such person simply acts unlawfully. Nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. Why? Just indira pritaye apnoti, simply for sense gratification. Simply for sense gratification. And I have seen one hotel man in Calcutta. He cut the throat of a chicken and the chicken half cut. It was flapping and jumping. The child of the hotel man, he was crying. And the hotel man was laughing. He was taking pleasure. How this chicken half-cut throat and how he is jumping. And why you are crying? Why you are crying? And in Western countries, I think, the students are sometimes taken to slaughterhouse to see. Is it a fact? Yes. You see? They take pleasure. Doing something sinful, they take pleasure. What pleasure say? They do that. Nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. Just indriya pritaye, simply for the matter of sense gratification. Shastra says, no, this is not good. This is not good. Nasadhuvayam. Jato atmanayam. Asannapi klesadeyasade. But they have no brain. This body is temporary, but it is full of suffering. Although it is temporary, one can say, this body is temporary, so what do I care for? But it is painful. We have to suffer. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jad indriya pritaye apnoti na sadhu manne jato atmanoyam asannapi klesada. They have no brain that this material body is klesada, is simply miserable. That is so dull brain. That is tamagun. Tamagun means completely darkness. Just like animals. You take one animal, you cut its throat, another animal is standing and eating grass. He does not know the next turn is mine. This is animal life. So people have become, especially in this Kali Yuga, mandasa mandamatayo mandabhagya jupadvita. But this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give these rascals little sense that don't remain animal, become human being. This is the propaganda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna Bhulya Jeev Anadi Bohinmo Athaya Maya Tare Jaya Sangsaradi Dukh. Krishna Bhulya, forgetting his relationship with Krishna, one is simply acting foolishly, and the Maya is giving him miseries, one after another. Another place, it is said, the anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, atayev Krishna veda purana karila. We have forgotten Krishna. Therefore, there are Vedas and Puranas and Vedic literature. It is for human being. Vedashta sadvai ahamiva vedda. If we study this Vedic literature, Vedic literature means four Vedas, 18 Puranas, and Vedanta, and Upanishad, Ramayana, Mahabharata, and any literature which is connected with this Vedic literature, that is also Vedic literature. So Veda Puran, this Vedic literature should be utilized. They have got time to read so many nonsense literature, rubbish literature, and waste time. But if you invite them that come here, we shall discuss Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, or Vedanta Sutra, similar literature, nobody will come. But simply by hearing, if we want, Vitanga jada mana shuddham. If we become free from this contamination of tamogun and rajogun, that is the highest stage of perfection. That can be done simply by hearing Krishna katha. No education required. Simply come and hear. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punnasavan. Because you will be purified. As you hear and repeat, chant, you become purified. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punnasavana kitan. Riddhantastha avadhani. These dirty things. Mala. Here it is said, kamalobha divi malai. Mala, mala means dirty things. And what are these? Kama and lobha. Lusty, desires, lobha, greediness, and lusty desires. These are mala. So one has to become free from these two things. Kama and lobha. The whole world is going on kama and lobha. One is getting money. When he has got 1,000, he wants 1 lakh. If he gets 1 lakh, he wants more and more and more. This is called kama. And why? Lobha. They are making profit. They have got enough money. Still, they will hold stock, will not sell, so that people may not get stock. And they will be hankering, they will pay any price demanded. These are going on. Kama and lobha. Kama lobha devi. So you have to cleanse this heart. The mahang mameti, they are doing all these things, these are not good things. Asadhuya, nasadhu manne. This is not good for a human being. Why it is not good? Because according to your karma, you will get another next life, another next body, and you will have to suffer. Again you have to suffer. You are already suffering. You may be very rich man, but does it mean that you will not be diseased because you are rich man? No. This is suffering. You may be very rich man, very, influential man, prime minister. Even Jawaharlal Nehru, last time he became paralyzed. So, you cannot avoid these things. Therefore Krishna says, janamittu jarabhyadi, dukkha dosanadas. You should not be puffed up because you have got some bank balance, you are happy. No. Your real unhappiness, these four things, janamittu jarabhyadi. that any intelligent man should always keep in front, that these are my distresses, temporary distresses, and to relieve it, that is not very good. You must make ultimate finishing of all distresses. That is bhakti yoga. That is bhakti yoga. And that bhakti yoga begins this by hearing and chanting. Sinnatang sagata krishna punna savana kirtana riddanta avasthani. If you continually hear, then gradually all the dirty things, kama lobhadaya, these things will be finished and you will be purified, then you will understand your relationship with Krishna and then you will be happy. Thank you very much.